President Bush wants the Republican governor of Utah to be the next administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency. The president announced his surprise choice yesterday in Arizona.
In Utah and beyond, he has gained wide respect for handling environmental issues in a spirit of openness and bipartisanship. These qualities and his experience will make Mike Leavitt a fine addition to my administration.
Industry groups and Republican leaders have lined up to support Mike Leavitt's nomination, praising him as an environmental moderate and a consensus builder. Environmentalists are skeptical at best. NPR's John Nielsen has more.
Mike Leavitt was 8 years old the first time he entered the Grand Canyon National Park. His mother had entered an essay contest.
And she won. And on a hot summer day, we got on a big yellow Utah Parks bus, and we went to the rim of the Grand Canyon. We got there about twilight, and it's a view I won't ever forget.
When Governor Leavitt went to view that amazing panorama for a second time, 36 years later, the view was fouled by a brown haze and a seemingly intractable political argument over what to do about it. Leavitt says he helped to clear away that haze by brokering an air pollution deal involving 13 states, 13 Native American tribes, a host of environmental groups, and a variety of businesses and industries.
It's left a lasting impact, not just on the Grand Canyon, but on me. It has changed the way we resolve environmental problems and disputes in the West.
Environmental activists say Leavitt overstates the impact of that air pollution deal. The president disagrees. He describes Leavitt as a builder of consensus, an environmental moderate, and a savvy politician, adding that these skills will come in handy in a job that has lately been a lightning rod. Randy Simmons, a friend of Leavitt's who teaches political science at Utah State University, says Leavitt seems to thrive on pressures of this sort.
He's a Republican politician who has as strong a belief in markets and market processes, possibly since Ronald Reagan, but he's also far more willing to use government to accomplish things than Ronald Reagan was.
Like President Bush, Mike Leavitt thinks many of the country's key pollution rules are unenforceable, extremely expensive, and overly prescriptive. Also like the president, Leavitt wants to shift more of the EPA's power to the states. Leavitt's friend Simmons says the governor is not an ideologue, however. Sometimes he's almost too good at crossing party lines.
Therefore, he got booed at the last Republican convention because they thought that he was too far to the left.
Congressional Republicans and business groups have made it clear that they'll support this nomination. Democrats and environmental activists have made it clear that they will not. Jim Angel, a Denver-based attorney with the nonprofit group Earth Justice, says Leavitt can talk all he wants about moderation and compromise.
But his actions belie that definitively.
Governor Leavitt has had lots of run-ins with environmental activists like Angel, who say he has a habit of excluding them from his consensus meetings, which almost always seem to make it easier to drill or mine or graze cattle on sensitive federal lands.
This fits in perfectly with the extractive industry bias of the administration.
Scott Groening, an attorney with the Utah Wilderness Alliance, adds that Leavitt's interest in moving power out of Washington seems to end abruptly when elected representatives ask him which federal forests he plans to open up for road building.
It's local control when it benefits their interests.
Governor Leavitt recently defied the environmental community in Utah by pushing to build a highway extension through one of the West's more ecologically important wetlands areas near the Great Salt Lake. That project was only stopped when the U.S. Court of Appeals ordered it stopped, partly because the environmental side effects had not yet been adequately studied. Governor Leavitt will be asked to justify his environmentally moderate reputation when this nomination is considered. Simmons says that could get ugly. But Leavitt can handle ugly, he says. That's why he was offered this job.
I believe he has aspirations beyond being Utah's governor and beyond being an EPA administrator. I don't know what those might be, but he has the skills and I think the abilities, the charisma, to be able to move well beyond where he is now.
Leavitt's confirmation hearing has not yet been scheduled. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.